This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Here's a little something to help set the tone for the day. It's the Wally Show.
When something good happens, it can turn your whole day around. I mean, that's what we typically say, but is it really the truth? I found an article that laid out the top things that make us feel happy and exactly for how long that feeling will last.
Is marking something off a to-do list on that list?
That didn't make the list.
Oh my gosh, it makes me feel so happy when I have a long list of stuff to do and I get to take that pencil or that pen and like mark a line through it. I feel so accomplished and it's a good 3 hours.
It's a good 3 hours. Okay. Well, receiving a compliment, how long do you think that feeling will last?
Till the next insult.
This research shows that if you receive a compliment, you will feel happy for the next 3 hours and 30 minutes.
No way. That's close to the length of the show. Your hair looks great today.
I don't believe you.
What? That defeats the purpose.
Exactly.
Moving on.
I want to keep her happy for the next couple hours.
Gavin, how long do you think it will last if your favorite team wins a big game?
Oh, if you're talking about me, that carries my whole week sometimes. That's how sad my life
is. Well, this study says that will take you about 4 hours and 9 minutes. You'll feel happy
it's a good
for that
day.
Long. That's pretty long.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
And then finally, booking a vacation.
Oh, yes.
The best.
You haven't gone on it yet. You're just booking it. How long do you think you'll feel that happiness for?
Like a lot of times, like we will book a cruise 6 months. Sometimes up to a year out, and like when life gets stressful, I just remind myself, cruise. So it's like it keeps on giving. Mm. But it's just booking a regular vacation, like for a month or so away, I'd say a week. I'd say a week.
I'd say it's as long as it takes you to log into your like bank account and see what you've spent.
That's true. 4 hours and 31 minutes.
Yeah. That's it. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Until your flight gets delayed.
Oh, don't even think about it.
There you go. Well, there's a couple things to at least be thinking about to make if you want to be happier today. Pick a winning team, book a vacation,
and get a compliment.
And get
from
a compliment.
Someone.
Yeah. By the way, your makeup's fantastic. Okay. Uplifting WayFM, this is the Wally Show. Betty Rock is a mama.
That's right. I wanted to make an announcement. Yeah. I am now
Seems
a mother.
Seems everybody's doing that these days.
That's
and
right.
So you get your announcement.
I am a mother.
Are we going to have a gender reveal?
No. He's already been born. His name is... Yes, his name is Tomothy.
Okay.
He is electronic. He is a Tamagotchi.
Oh,
if you don't
good.
Know what a Tamagotchi is, it was these toys that were really popular back in the 90s when I was a kid. I was addicted to mine. It's this little egg that hatches and then a little alien, a Tamagotchi, reveals itself and then you have to raise him. Now he needs discipline, he needs food, he needs to sleep, he'll have accidents, you need to wash those away.
Yeah.
All the things, but you have to take care of him and it's kind of like a little keychain. But anyways, I call him Tomothy and I'm thinking to myself, this whole mothering thing, it's not that bad. Like, it's easy. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really know what the big fuss was because I'm like, Tomothy's great, and this is my first go-around.
Right now, there is a lady with 4 screaming kids in her minivan that wants to murder you.
Well, I would say, ma'am, I know how you feel. I've been there. Tomothy will not stop beeping.
He's a handful. Oh, my goodness. That's funny. Having children is definitely way different than raising a Tamagotchi.
Well.
And I've only raised one to completion. And so, like, it's hard. But there are things that people don't tell you, okay? For example, no one told me that the first 6 months of having a child, like, there are probably odds are you're going to hate it. Like, everyone talks about, oh my gosh, it's the best thing in the world, and you have this beautiful baby, and it's the light of your life, and joy, and happiness, and mirth. And one day, I distinctly remember my wife and I driving, and she looked at me, and I looked at her, and she's about to cry. She's like, are you enjoying this? I'm like, no, are you? And she's like, no, I'm not. This is horrible. What have we done? And so, like, it was a great moment of honesty, and where we could then go, okay, yeah, no one told us this. I wish someone had said, yeah, the first 6 months of a baby is so not fun.
Right.
Now, it gets better. Like it, and it's great. I'm happy for her, but it took time, and I felt like a bad parent.
And you have sleepless nights in the meantime.
You're just sleep deprived.
Oh, I know, Tomothy. Oh, I wish. Just stop beeping, sir.
She gets it.
Yeah, my heart goes out to you. I know how it feels. Yeah.
You can put Tomothy in a drawer. They frown on that with a kid. All right, so 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What is one of the things that no one told you about becoming a parent that maybe you were surprised? Betty Rock will learn the hard way. She's going to think it's easy. It ain't easy.
But that experience.
Exactly. So 855-33-WAY-FM. Just looking for that thing that no one told you about. It was, you know, different or more difficult in being a parent than you thought. So, Hannah, what is something that no one told you about becoming a parent that you kind of learned the hard way? Because Betty Rock's going to learn how difficult it actually is.
Well, before having kids, I was pretty fearless. You know, could watch the horror movies and not even flinch and all the things, would do some scary things. But, kids put the fear of God into you and the fear of everything else, too.
Yes, you worry about everything that could possibly happen to them. But it's a weird balance. You don't want to fully bubble wrap them either, you know, because they have to experience life. They have to fall, you know, and get back up.
Bubble wrap's a great preventative. But you'll start researching every sickness a kid can get, the benefits of eating organic. Everything becomes a weapon of mass destruction. If they have a pencil in their room for 10 minutes, you're what are they doing with the pencil?
Oh my gosh.
You know, it's things like that. You know, they'll jump from really high things. They will fall.
I think that's the difference, too, in having boys and girls. Like, when you raise girls and it's quiet, you're like, oh, that's nice. She's probably reading. When you raise boys and it gets quiet, you start looking for them. And because they are probably setting something on fire.
Or putting erasers in their ears.
Yes. Natasha, we're talking about those things that no one told you about becoming a parent because Betty Rock thinks it's going to be easier than it is.
For me personally, it's the constant worry if you're doing something right or wrong for your child.
That is where I think women are at a disadvantage with child raising because they do. They think about all those things and what if I'm damaging them permanently? Guys don't tend to think that way. Guys are just in this moment right now and how do I make it stop crying?
Yeah, guys are like, is he on fire or bleeding? No,
we're good.
It was a good day.
How old are your kids now, Natasha?
13 and 4.
Yeah, and you won't stop worrying about that. Like my wife the other day, my daughter's 23, and my wife the other day was like, I wonder if I didn't do this right for her, you know, and now she's an adult. I'm like, baby, no, you were a great mom. You still are, but she still thinks of that stuff. It's not easy. I mean, Betty knows this from raising her Tamagotchi. You know, she knows the challenges. It's hard.
It is difficult. I totally get where you're coming from.
Especially when the Tamagotchi beeps for like a good hour straight.
Right.
I'm giving my age away. But I had one as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No one judges you if you shake a Tamagotchi. What is something that no one told you about becoming a parent?
Hey, good morning. So the Tamagotchi has no smell to it. And that first 6 days of diapers is got to be the absolute worst smell that no one can describe and no one can prepare you for.
No one prepares you for that. And I know that women, I think they're missing something in their olfactory senses because they're like, what's the big deal? Why are you? And guys are like, you know.
Exactly.
I don't know why, if it's just genetics or what. I think it's way harder on men. Or maybe we're just bigger babies. That's probably
it. Oh, that's for sure.
All right, Natalie, you're up. What was that thing that, you know, no one told you about becoming a parent?
That you would only get one-on-one time with your spouse every 50 days. And my six-year-old was very specific about that.
That's very true, man. Like, my wife and I, we determined when we had Haley, she's going to fit into our schedule. We're going to keep doing what we do. We were young-ish, you know, and we weren't going to let her rule our lives. Mm-hmm. It was a great theory.
Yeah. So we went out for dinner for, I mean, maybe 2.5 hours Saturday night. And he was with his sister, and she babysat him. And when we picked him up, he's like, yeah, you're not doing that again for another 50 days.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Wally-ish.
So if you've avoided taking your family to the movies because it's just gotten too expensive, this Saturday is your day. Bring the kids, the cousins, the small group, maybe a neighbor. It doesn't matter. Movie theaters across the country for one day and one day only become affordable again, okay? On Saturday, it's National Cinema Day. Tickets across the country at theaters are going to be $3 for
what?
Every movie.
What?
I know. The national average is $9 for movies now.
Uh-huh.
So $3 for the movies. It's a one-day event. It's going to be at like 3,000 different locations. So 30,000 screens, basically. And I looked up to see if it was just going to be like those small theaters that show French independent subtitle-only films. And much to my surprise, AMC tweeted about it.
Oh.
So I'm like, yes, AMC.
Okay.
So they literally said, this Saturday, all tickets, including IMAX, Dolby Cinema, everything, $3 plus tax.
Not that I should worry about them, but how are the actors going to make their money if...
They're fine. They're going to be fine. It's one day.
They are fine. This is also...
This isn't totally tied to them either.
Yeah, and this is the time of year where kind of like not the best movies are out as well,
okay.
I would say.
That you bring up a really good point. I didn't know this, but Labor Day weekend is historically one of the slowest weekends for theaters. And so the organizers was like, if this works and it does well, then they'll make it an annual thing. And so you also might be thinking, well, of course, if they're selling $3 tickets, concessions are so expensive, they might even raise the prices mm-hmm. for that. No, get this, AMC, a fountain drink and a popcorn combo, $5.
No!
Yes! I would even see a movie. I would go just for that. I wouldn't even go to the movies. I'd be like, just give me the popcorn bucket thing.
So you're saying that this is the greatest weekend for those kids
yes.
who want to go on dates and they
yep.
don't have that much
yep.
money? Like,
yep.
man, you could get
all day.
Yeah, you could go all day. Yep. And you have $5 yep. worth of concessions?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Awesome.
So if I would take advantage of this if I had a big family, you know, and I'd say, kids, as we walked in there, I mean, take a look around. Look at this. Soak it all in. Drink it all in, because you ain't going to see this again for another year if they bring this back. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. That, of course, is Zach Williams' Old Church Choir. And great songs. But something you might not know about Zach is he's kind of a amateur gourmet. He likes to cook, loves to cook, grill steaks and stuff like that. And he's good at it, too.
Yeah, man's kind of man.
Yeah, exactly. He's tall. Like, he's everything I'm not. Everything I want him. And so we thought we'd have a little fun here and, you know, do a game centered kind of around his love of cooking. But I do want to make you aware of something we got going on, too, with Zach Williams. It's called our Eat and Greet Contest. And so you can enter this right now. It's super simple, right, Rock?
Yeah, we'll fly you and a friend out to one of five cities. You can choose Colorado Springs, Fort Myers, Louisville. One of those to see Zach Williams live and in concert, also getting a gourmet meal with him and front row tickets to a show. It's pretty
great.
Awesome.
So you'll sit down and sup, and all you have to do is text Zach to 91979. And we've got you covered no matter how you spell it. We went through all the different variations.
Oh, we did.
But go with Z-A-C-H. So that's cool. Like, you can do that right now, and you can get in for that drawing. It'll be a great trip. But more specifically, if you want to play a game with us, we're going to do Zach Williams' Song or Sauce right now. Very simple. All you have to do, I'm going to give you three things, and you just have to tell me, is that the title of a Zach Williams song or a hot sauce, okay? It seems simpler than it is.
I know. I was looking at the list, and there are a lot of them that I would be confused
yeah,
with.
Yeah, not sure. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I've tried to be tricky. So here we go. 855-33-WAY-FM. You can win a signed autographed Zach Williams vinyl. Hipstery, you know, put that on a record player and go old school. Love it. You can win that right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. So if you think you know Zach Williams or you think you know hot sauces, this is the game for you. 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and we all love Zach Williams' music, but he also loves to cook, and we have a really cool contest going on with him right now called the Zach Williams Eat and Greet, and you could win tickets to go see him not only perform live in places like Dallas or Tallahassee, Louisville, Colorado Springs, Fort Myers, wherever you choose, but also get to share a meal there. That's the whole Eat and Greet concept, and all you gotta do is text Zach to 91979. So Ann and Maria, you can do that as well, or if you're just listening, you can do that right now. But right now, Anna Maria, we're going to play a game with you called Song or Sauce, a chance for you to win a signed, autographed vinyl from Zach Williams. The way it's going to work is I'm going to give you a title, and you tell me if that's his song or if it's a hot sauce, and your name will be your buzzer. So if you think you know the answer after I say it, you shout out your name, and we'll go with whoever gets in first, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Here we go. Heaven Help Me.
How are you?
Oh, Ann just got in. Ann, Heaven Help Me, song or sauce?
Song.
Song. Is Heaven Help Me a Zach Williams song? Ann, that is correct. It is.
Woo!
I could have seen that being a sauce just as easily, though, because that's what I would be saying every time. I'm a baby when it comes to hot sauces. All right, so here we go. That's one for Ann. Number two, Holy Ghost.
Ann.
Ann, you're in again.
Pepper, or hot sauce, I mean.
Hot sauce. You think that's a hot sauce? And
yes.
You are absolutely right.
Whoa,
holy cow.
Ian.
You made short work of this game today. That's amazing. Well, Maria, we appreciate you being on with us today and playing along with a little bit of our song or sauce game. We have a lovely prize for you, so don't go anywhere. And Ann, you're picking up the signed Zach Williams vinyl.
Wow, thank you guys so
Congratulations.
Much.
Congratulations.
Oh, so nice. I love sportsmanship. And both of you, don't forget, sign up for our Zach Williams Eat and Greet. You could have a trip to go see him do his show in Dallas, Tallahassee, Fort Myers, Louisville. All you got to do is text the word Zach to 91979, and you get to have dinner with him as well. Kind of a cool thing. And again, Zach to 91979, and you could be a winner.
Thank you guys so much. What a blessing.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and Pastor Chad, he is our prayer pastor. He's our staff pastor, and his job is to pray for people on the prayer wall at wayfm.com where people are posting prayer requests. And I always hate to see him walking around the building. I'm like, you should be praying for people.
Yeah.
What are
we paying you for?
Exactly. But man, there's so many important requests on there. And the cool thing is you can post a request, or when you're there, kind of like Chad and his team, you can pray for other people as well. And the requests, man, they are varied. You know, the problems people have, it's different for everybody, you know. And so we like to highlight a couple of these just so you kind of get an idea of what people are talking about.
Yeah, Dorinda's is pretty serious. She said, I'm worried about my husband. He has had a tough year. He almost died from COVID last September. He lost his job because now physically he can't do it anymore since getting sick. And then last week his dad took his own life.
Yikes.
So he's struggling with all of this and I'm not sure how I can help him.
Yeah, and that's it, man. When you get to your wit's end and you're like, I've tried everything. I don't know what more I can do. And so, I mean, it's funny because we make prayer our last resort so many times.
Yes.
When it should be our first resort.
Yeah.
And if we're going to like raise hands for who's guilty of this, I'd put both mine up. and so, you know, you feel that, though, in her words. It's like, I don't know what to do. And so she's here and she's asking people to pray for him.
Yeah. And that's what's so great about the prayer wall, like including Chad when he wants to do his job.
Yeah. When he's actually not getting a drink. not that kind of drink.
Sweet tea.
He's like having LaCroix. Okay.
But when he's doing his job, other people are raining in there, too. They're going to the prayer wall at wayfm.com. They're seeing these requests like Dorinda's, and they're saying, hey, I'm going to pray for this. And when they do, they click this little box that says, I prayed for this. Then Dorinda will get a notification on her phone or through her email just saying, hey, somebody prayed for you. And who knows what she's going through at that very time when she gets that notification, but it could be the encouragement that she needs.
At the right moment. And that's how God works. It's funny because one time I had something going on in my life, and somebody had said, well, you know, you always talk about the prayer wall, but I haven't seen you post anything. You know what? Fair. I'll post it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was crazy. For the next week, I kept getting these random beeps on my phone that were like, hey, so-and-so just found it and is praying for you. And you're like, oh, that's kind of cool, man. Because my situation was still going on,
right.
You know? And so the fact that it kept continued is a really neat part of this. And you never know how God's going to use you in somebody's life as well. So if you want to be part of it, it's really cool. All you have to do is text the word pray to 91979 and we will send you a link.
And now for some good news.
Yeah. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. A little good news. Giddy up. Three rapid fire good news stories designed to make you feel better because this world and the news can be a bit of a bummer sometimes. So Betty Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
There's a TikToker who is going viral after she asked her grandfather to help walk her down the aisle with her dad.
That's cute.
It's precious because you grown men, if I see a grown man cry, I'm going to cry.
Absolutely.
But then on top of that, it's an elderly grown man.
Yep.
That makes me a weeping mess. She wrote it in a card and he got really emotional.
That's
reading
cute.
It.
Aww.
And she says it was he's been a huge part of her life. And so she's been waiting for forever to ask him.
I can tell you when you ask me, however you do it, whether it's a card or in person, in a video, when you ask me and your dad to walk you down the aisle, I will be a bawling mess. So thank you.
You'll be a bawling mess because I won't ask you.
Oh, no, I think you will. I think. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
There was a cop in Canada, who saved a skunk. Dangerous. Cops have a dangerous job. That sounds like a dangerous job. They saved a skunk that got its head stuck in a peanut butter jar.
That happens. I've got my hand stuck in one.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
For you. And he did it all without getting sprayed.
That's the amazing thing.
Biggest win for him there,
because he's working on the business end. The head end is the rabies end is in the bottle, you know. And so he's working with the business end. Good for him. And finally, this is super cool. Students at MIT created gloves that can be worn by people who use sign language. What it does is it turns their hand gestures in. That they're using for signing into audible words for people who don't know sign language.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool. So when they do like the sign for thank you or, you know, whatever they're signing, it audibly will tell you what they're saying.
That's impressive.
Yeah, that was really, really cool. And just the thought behind making that. I don't see how somebody comes up with that, but
right.
God, well, that's why I'm not at MIT. Yeah, that's exactly
one of many reasons why.
Yes, exactly. And that's your good news, giddy up. Fine print drives me nuts. I'm always like, what are they trying to hide? Hey, it's Wally. And I was actually talking about this with Betty and Gavin on our podcast the other day. Have you ever read any of the fine print on anything?
No.
And they know that. That's why it's important to trust the people that you do business with. Like, I closed on my refinance with United Faith Mortgage. Love those guys. And I read about nothing, you know, like, but
just
I trust
trusting.
Them. That's exactly it. Like, I trust them. And that's what's so important. This lady that they sent to the house is great. This is what this is. This is what this is. And you're like, all right, just let me sign. Let's do this.
Sign my life away. Oh,
yeah.
Whoops, so, I just gave away my child.
Yeah,
my bad.
Well, that's okay. Joke's on them. She's going to cost them a whole lot. So if you need a loan or you want to refinance your home, do yourself a favor and talk to United Faith Mortgage. They are faith-based and they do not play the fine print game. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Gavin.
When you get married, one of the keys to getting things off to a good start is finding a good balance when it comes to the chores around the house.
And absolutely.
Finding who does what a certain way and wants it done a certain way, and then splitting them up is
key. I don't believe, like, because there are definitely, like, stereotypes of, like, oh, well, women do this, you know, and stuff, and men take out the garbage. I'd love my wife to take out the garbage, but we fall into that stereotype. But you do. You find out who's good at what and who doesn't mind doing what. Like, my wife does all the dishes, and she will not let me touch a dish because she doesn't like the way I do them.
See, that was,
works fine.
That was us for like a really long time, where I would try to do dishes and then Haley would sometimes come behind
yes!
me to do them the way that she wanted them done. She, and I'm not saying that there was a right or wrong way to do it, but over time,
but
she's
you
like,
did it wrong.
I did. But she learned.
Do it right.
She learned to take that step back and say, hey, he's just doing the dishes.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Totally
be happy
good
about
enough.
That. Yeah. Like I clear the plates every time.
Nice.
And like, so I pick all that up and then she does the dishes and I throw everything away. So.
Well done. And I read this article that would kind of touched on certain chores that apparently men think that they are doing more of. Because I think men do have a reputation of not doing as many chores
right.
around that house.
Right.
And so they said that when it comes to laundry, mm-hmm. half of men think that they do the most laundry or do the laundry in the house.
Oh, really?
I do all the laundry.
You do?
Yeah. I fold. I put it all away.
What?
I know where everything goes.
That's amazing.
And I know how to fold my wife's t-shirts the way that she wants them folded.
What in the world? You're the best wife ever. No.
Oh,
no, no, that's good that you do that. Like, I'm not allowed to do the laundry either because I ruined one load early in our marriage.
Oh.
So my wife does it. When she's gone, I do my own laundry. Like, I don't mind doing it. I hate folding, though. That's good on you to fold.
I don't love doing it. The next one was budgeting and paying bills. Most of men think that they do that in the home.
Yeah, and I let my wife do that because I don't
that's
like to
nice.
Know. I don't like to know how much money I have, and I get stressed about money, and so she just does it, and I'm like, hey, can I have money, please? And she's like, yeah, it's fine. Or when she says no, I know we're tighter.
Well done. And then childcare. This one I think is the marker that I think most women think that they do most of the work when it comes to this. But
and a lot of times they do.
And they do. But according to this article, men think that they think it's split pretty,
oh, yeah.
Pretty
there's
evenly.
No way. Yeah, there's no way. Women definitely handle the lion's share of that stuff, I think, more often, either by choice or by just the way things work out because of schedules. Like for me and my wife, for example, she's stay-at-home mom. She was a stay-at-home mom. She still stays at home. So for me, my expectation is the house is your job. Like, you do the stuff in the house, and you vacuum, and I'll vacuum for her sometimes because she hates doing it, but, like, keeping the house up, like, that's what your job, you're there all day, that's your job. My job is to go out and do my job, and then I come home, and then the things that we cross over, we both share. But, like, if she was working full-time and I was working full-time, then all the house duties should be split, like,
oh, absolutely.
Evenly. Like, one should not outweigh the other, just split into who does what better, you know, or who likes to do what.
I think men need, like, not all men feel that way.
I don't think so. You're right.
Right. And so I think a lot of women have to just pick up where they left off. So it takes active responsibility. If you see something that needs to be done, do it. Don't wait for your wife to tell you to do it.
Or if you see something, say something. Hey, honey, there's a sock on the floor.
No, no. No, no.
Lifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and this lady called the show yesterday, and I think she surprised us all with her side hustle. She does Facebook Marketplace, which Betty Rock does, too.
Oh, I'm an addict.
Yeah, you just buy and sell.
Yeah, I do. I do buy and sell, but it's just so fun to talk with people and barter with them on a product that you want. But then also, if you do porch pickup, to see what their houses look like. You know, sometimes you drive up and they're really nice, and other times you're like, this is sketch.
Yeah.
But it's always fun.
Always an adventure.
Yeah.
Well, she was telling us, and I think she blew Betty's mind when Betty asked her, like, well, what are you making on this side hustle? And she's like, about $100 a day. And you're like, wait, what?
Just selling stuff on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, stuff that she goes to garage sales and gets and then takes the time. I mean, you have to spend time doing it. And you got to put up with people's craziness. Because that's the other thing. Like, I don't sell anything on Facebook Marketplace anymore because people are always so, like, Well, I'll be there Friday, and then they don't show up, and then there's drama. I just couldn't handle
anymore.
Can't
take the drama.
Yeah, and so I think we were all surprised at that. And so there are ways, you know, you look at people that are dealing with, like, student loan debt and things like that. Mm-hmm. That's been a hot topic lately. And you look at things like that, and you go, well, how do I get out of this? And pick up a side hustle, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I'm really curious, what is your side hustle, and what kind of money are you making? Like, if you're willing to share that with us, I think it's cool because you might give somebody inspiration and be like, yeah, I could start something like that. I could do that. Because I think sometimes you think, well, is it really worth it?
Yeah.
You know, making $5 a day doing all the headaches of Facebook Marketplace, not worth it. Making $100 a day,
hey,
kind of worth it. That's $700 bucks a week, you know?
Yeah.
But that just compounds. And so I am curious, what is your side hustle and is it profitable? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. Delaney, what is your side hustle?
Well, it's actually my husband, so I'm going to share for him. I help him, I guess. But he does screened-in porches, just a complete total side job. He just did ours by YouTubing how to do it. And he started putting ads on Facebook Marketplace and started getting lots of people asking him to do theirs. And he makes a couple thousand dollars on a weekend.
Oh! Hey, real quick, you don't happen to live in Tennessee, do you?
No, North Alabama.
Nuts! Because I have a guy that's building a screened-in porch, like the building part of it, the roof part of it, and I'm doing the rest of the deck and everything else, and I'm not looking forward to screening it, you know?
Well, he's gotten pretty good at it and makes really good money, and I mean, he has a weekend free, he'll do one and knock one out and make a lot of money, so it's nice.
Well, that's great, and you don't have to do it. My wife, like, when we were working on debt and trying to get ahead and stuff like that, she came up with so many great ideas to make extra money for me to do. Like, at one point in time, I had five extra jobs.
Oh, yeah.
What's your side hustle and how's it working for you?
My side hustle is tutoring, and it's definitely adding some extra money to my pocket, and I get to watch kids grow.
My mom is doing that too. She was a teacher for a lot of years, and now, like, at home as she's retired, she's tutoring, and I think that's great. I would love to tutor, but there's one problem. I'm stupid. You know, so.
Mary, what do you tutor?
I currently tutor one family that has a kindergartner through a freshman in high school.
I think I can handle the kindergartner. I think I could do that. Like a basic math, some coloring.
You also have to be able to teach them to read.
Ooh, that's a problem. I'm dyslexic. Maybe they could teach me. Maybe this could be a really great thing. They say if you want to learn something, teach it.
Right, it's true.
That's a good one, Mary. Thank you, girl.
Thanks.
All right, Brenda, you're up. What is your side hustle that you make a little extra money with?
Hey, Wally, our side hustle is painting.
Oh, I hate to paint.
I love to paint. It's become an addiction.
Oh, wow. I feel sorry for you. Seek help.
How many opportunities of painting do you take on typically in a week?
We try to do 3 jobs a week.
Wow.
And this is a side hustle?
Well, it started as a side hustle, Wally, 10 years ago. And I've quit my job at the hospital, and my husband quit his job as a school resource officer. We now do it full time. We have 10 employees. And we're hoping to clear $400,000 this year.
What? Good for you.
I know.
How much people hate painting. Like, right there. I get it. Like, because I hate painting that much. It's worth it to pay somebody. So that's really good. I love that you guys built a business together. Like, I think that's cool. Because it's not easy to start a business. There's so many things you have to learn beyond just being a good painter. And so I have nothing but respect for you guys.
Thanks. We appreciate it. But it was all God, because there were days where we were so tired, we laid in bed and our body just ached. But we would listen to sermons and worship music, and we said God kept giving us more painting jobs because we spent more time with Him.
Oh, there you
go. So He gets all the glory.
We are going to read some email. Even though I don't read well, I think I might be dyslexic. So please don't make fun of the way I read.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. If you ever want to email me with whatever's on your mind, it's just wally@wayfm.com. Real quick, before we jump into this email, Betty Rock, what is it? I'm drawing a blank. What's the thing in the middle of a donut called?
Donut hole?
A hole, yes, a hole. Thank you. I don't know why I couldn't remember that.
What?
It's called a hole, like a singular hole, right?
Right.
Okay, just checking. Because remember when we had this debate the other day about whether a straw has one hole or two, and you said it has two?
Yeah.
If you were to insert a straw into that donut, this is what Janet is asking, it would be, like you just said, a hole. A singular hole, not two holes. It would be still a hole. And Janet brought that up. She was like, Betty's crazy. A straw has one hole, not two, just like a donut has.
So if you're entering into a tunnel,
yes,
people are not going to know which side to enter from if you're trying to tell them which side. You're going to say, enter through this side or that side. But if it's a singular hole, you wouldn't have to say either way. But because it has two openings...
Well, you could have the north side or the south side, but it's still one hole.
No,
like
it's not.
You don't.
It's not about the hole. It's about the sides. Mm.
So when you're in the middle of said tunnel, are you in what?
Limbo.
You're in just a hole.
Yeah, right.
One hole that you're going from one side of the other to.
Like no, if I was to bury you in a hole.
Listen to me. Okay. If that mountain that had a tunnel in it. How many openings does it have?
Those
to make
are openings.
That
They're not.
But it's not a hole.
A hole.
But
right.
That's what we're talking about.
No.
Our openings.
No, we're not. We're talking about it, whether it's a hole or not.
There's two holes, though, because they had to take. The machines had to carve out two holes to make the tunnel, didn't they?
It's so
didn't
funny.
They?
It's just a long hole.
Didn't they?
This
was answering the question.
This was a debate that started online that fell into our
two
show.
Holes.
And Janet is keeping it going. And I love watching Betty get worked up. So, Janet, thank you so much. And then finally, hey, Wally, our kids love singing to your show. And I wanted to share with you a clip of my kids singing the station's jingle. She said, I'm not sure if that's the right word for it. No, that is the right word. Word for it. She said, it's just super cute, and I hope it brightens your day. Well, let's see how they do.
Uplifting Way of Back.
A little pitchy.
Oh,
no, that's really cute. Nicely done. Stephanie, I appreciate you, and if you ever want to get a hold of me, Wally@wayfm.com, or respectively, Betty or Gavin @wayfm.com as well, if you want something for them, too. Being the parent of like a little kid, I think has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and man, I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining, but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent. And some of the things they've chose to put on there. And like, you got to watch it, you know? And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama. Yes. And PureFlix originals. Like, I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, and I have to tell you,
you cried.
I did. There was three times. Not once, three times.
I did.
I wept, and I was moved, and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix out, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
With summer coming to the end, but not officially till the 22nd, Spotify released their U.S. and global top songs of summer playlist. And here's what we found out. So both lists, both the U.S. and the global list, they both have the same two songs in the top two.
Really?
But switched.
Oh, that's interesting. So U.S. was one and two, and then, okay, I got you.
Yeah.
That's what switched is. Yeah, sorry. I felt the need to explain it for, I don't know why.
Yeah, okay.
That's my fault.
Well, I'm glad that you explained it. So in second place in the
on
U.S.
On which list? Because I'm not joking. Thank you.
In the U.S.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is second place in the U.S., but first in global.
Okay, because they switched.
What?
Is Harry Styles As It Was.
No.
You know it's not the same as it was in this world. It's just us.
That's not a summery song to me at all.
Oh, I think so.
Do you really?
I think in my head, listening to it purely in its audio form, which is obviously it's a song, it's audio, but like I don't love that as much, but it was really huge and slammed on like TikTok. Like it was attached to so many things on TikTok, and I loved it in that sense.
You might not know this, but like bands will put out specific songs for summer because they have a certain tone to them and a certain feel, and they wait. Like they might have written it a year ago, but they're like, it's not really a fall song. We'll release it this summer. Huh. That doesn't scream summer to me. What's the other one?
Well, to piggyback off what Gavin said, I agree that TikTok does have a say in what is popular.
For sure.
Because anything that's top-notch on TikTok is definitely making it on the list. So then coming in second in the global charts, but number one...
Thank you.
...in the U.S.
Appreciate that.
...is a song that's 37 years old.
What?
First released in August of 1985, but made popular again by Stranger Things. It's Kate Bush with Running Up That Hill.
This is if you're gonna have a scary summer. Like it's kind of haunting and weird. Like again, that doesn't feel summery to me.
I would agree that does not feel summery, but it is so popular right now because of Stranger Things, and they just released that part with that. Now, can I ask you a question?
Please.
Because you were alive and in 1985 when that
song... Now I'm just alive.
When that song was released... Yes. Was it a big deal back in 1985?
I barely remember it because it wasn't the kind of music I played. It was like that's Euro pop kind of thing, and I was into hair metal, you know, so it was not on my radar.
I would guess that it wasn't that popular back in 1985, but I mean, like, it has to be making her so much money.
Oh, yeah, it's blown
up
now.
To the point that it is number one in the U.S. Wait.
So even you are confused.
It is. It's number one in the U.S. and number two on the global charts.
It's number two, all right. I think that this is... like I've been talking about what doesn't feel like a summer song. Here you go. Quintessential summer song right here. Yep. If you can roll the windows down while you're driving and you want to stick your head out and sing... La-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na!
You know? I could do that with Kate Bush.
No. That's not a summer song.
Have the breeze flowing through my hair.
Life is a Highway is a summer song.
While Gavin
sure.
is cruising with Harry Styles.
Yes, by himself. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And now, Carrie Underwood is a big star, but she's got to be just like a normal person, just like everybody else at times, you know?
Well, yeah, and two, when you get together with your friends, you know, there's the typical going out to have lunch or brunch or dinner. But she did a thing recently where she invited like five of her closest friends, and they learned how to can food together.
Okay, that seems like either a kind of retro fun thing to do, like from an older generation, or you're a doomsday prepper. It's like one of those two options.
Two extremes.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a very unique idea because, you know, you want to spend time with your friends and your family, those who are important to you. And sometimes it's just the run-of-the-mill ideas get boring. But this is a unique way that her and her friends hang out and have fun together.
I think it's cool. Like, I like learning new things. Like, I would go to Carrie's canning party if she'd ask me.
Oh.
Yeah. And next time I see her at church, I'm going to ask. I mean, like,
I shouldn't do that.
Yeah. Hey, I saw you were doing a canning thing. Is it open to anybody?
No, you shouldn't do that.
Come? Like, girl power.
Because Carrie Underwood does go to Wally's church, and he likes to drop that wherever
he can. Anytime I can. I should just be like, hey, girl, hey. And I'll just walk in with cans and be like, look what I did.
That can't backfire at all.
No, not at all. So I am curious what girls do, honestly. Like, what is a unique thing that you and your girlfriends do?
Yeah, like a thing that you don't hear most friend groups doing.
Because that's not normal.
No. And also, too, you might give me, I know, an idea on things I can do with my own friends.
Yeah, or me. It's like for crashing a girl night.
You have friends?
For crashing Betty's girls night.
No, I don't want that.
855-33-WAY-FM. So for Carrie Underwood, it's canning stuff, you know, and that's like a new thing for them. But maybe you guys do art classes. I don't know. It's a total mystery to me. Women are a mystery to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I was driving somewhere with my wife yesterday, and she just dropped something on me out of nowhere. I'm like, what do you mean you don't like this anymore? Like, you've liked this for 40 years. Yeah, I'm done with that. Like, how is that possible?
She doesn't like you.
Yes. Yeah, I didn't want to say that, but yes. and so, yeah, it's kind of like, you guys perplex me. So I'm curious. Like, help Betty out and then enlighten me. What is that thing that you and your girlfriends like to do that might be unique and a little different than the normal just hanging out and having
that
dinner?
That you two find fun.
Exactly. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We love having you on the show. 855-33-WAY-FM.
So, Lori, what is that unique thing that you and your group of friends find fun to do together?
Well, it's not canning, I can tell you that much.
Is it taxidermy? Please tell me it's taxidermy.
We are huge Alabama football fans. And so this time of year on Saturdays, if we can't go to a game, I typically host. And we just have a great time screaming, yelling.
Okay, now are guys allowed at this, or is this like a girls' party?
No.
That's fascinating to me, because stereotypically it's always like guys like football, rah, rah, rah. But I love the fact that you guys are like, no boys allowed, we're doing this.
Now, is the food at your party, is it different from what you would find at a guy's football party? Like, do you still do the wings and the nachos, or do you do more classy things?
So we tone it down. We have some guy food, but we also mix it with chick food.
Okay, yeah, so you've got something healthy there. Well, there you go. Well, I think that sounds like a lot of fun. Go War Eagles!
Roll Tide.
Yeah, see, I wanted to see if she was really a true Alabama fan. I wanted to make sure, and she passed the test. Is there something that you and your girlfriends do that's unique?
We do what's called stamping. We have a lot of rubber stamps. We make cards for all occasions.
Oh, that's fun. Aww.
Do you guys trade cards with each other, or do you just keep what you personally made?
Mostly we all make our own. And sometimes we have something coming up and we'll make it. Other times we just make a bunch. And I like to make some with no sayings. So then when something comes up, I could stamp a saying in there. And
oh, there you go. It's good that you're making your own, too, because like I was in a Target the other day. I was looking for a sympathy card for Gavin. Because like his bunions, and he's been wearing a lot of sandals lately, and they just don't make a card for that. And so, like, I could, like, Teresa, if you got a friend that has bunions, like, you're good to go.
What? That's right. I could make a bunion card.
See? Perfect.
And it wouldn't cost $5 either.
Exactly. Yeah, cards are so expensive. That's a good idea to make those. Well, Teresa, thanks for being on with us.
Thank you.
What is that unique thing that you do?
Me and my friends, we go out and do something dangerous twice a year.
Oh, I like that. I like that it's twice a year. Like, if you survive the first time, you're like, we'll do this again.
Yeah. So my favorite thing to do is we go kayaking or whitewater rafting because I can't swim.
Oh, what? My gosh. I did not see that
That's
coming.
That's too dangerous.
Alexis, do you have children?
I do. I have a 1.5-year-old daughter.
What? Don't you want to live for her?
No, that's how tough being a parent is. You're willing to put yourself in a raft and not be able to swim just for 5 minutes alone.
I grew up with chronic depression, and I actually had some self-harm issues. So I like to remind myself that life isn't forever, but I keep going for her. So that's what my trips are.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.